USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took part in a roundtable on immigration and specifically MS-13 in Bethpage, New York. Former D.C. Police Detective Ted Williams joined Fox News and talked about the dangers of MS-13.
The MS-13 is one of the premier, most dangerous gangs in this country. They're in the money laundering, prostitution, drugs, intimidation, etc.
A federal judge ruled today that President Trump is violating the First Amendment when he blocks critics on Twitter because of their political views. So far, we have not heard from President Trump on Twitter regarding the ruling. NFL owners have unanimously approved a new national anthem policy that requires all players to stand if they're on the field during the performance of the national anthem, but does give the players the right to go to the locker room if they prefer. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence delivered the keynote address at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy's 137th commencement exercises.
I'm pleased to report to you, as the Admiral reflected, you do so at a time of historic investment. And as you accept the responsibility to lead Coast Guardsmen and women, I promise you, this Commander-in-Chief will always have your back.
Amazon is cracking down on customers who return too much stuff. Now, Amazon says it will ban customers and Axe accounts for people who make too many returns, and in some cases, they won't even inform them. Now, it is worth noting the Amazon return policy is 30 days, but Amazon does not mention anything in that return policy about your account being terminated. Retail expert Katie Smith says Amazon is making a very bold move here.
When shoppers buy online, they obviously can't try the items. They can't, if it's clothing, they can't touch the fabric. So online retailers generally do expect a higher rate of returns than brick-and-mortar retailers.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Cryptocurrency seems to be the latest and greatest craze out there, but is it legitimate or just another get-rich-quick scheme? Well, Robert Shiller is a Yale professor. He says we've had a history of this sort of thing before, and he also discusses what money and currency really means to the American psyche.
This isn't the first time that some kind of new money was proposed and got zealous followers. I think there's a mystique to money. You know, there's something that children will ask. What is these little pieces of paper? Why does people take it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they take it because other people will take it, and there's some kind of faith or belief in it.
Mm-hmm.
We could just as well have it worthless, but somehow it isn't. It's worth a lot. Currency is a strong, psychologically important part of our lives. Well, nations attach their name to it. The European Union kind of created this euro currency. I think it was a bid to establish connections between the different countries and make them feel like one country. So it's so important to our psyche,
mm-hmm.
that anyone who wants to produce a new idea tries to link it somehow to a new kind of money.
A man in Florida was arrested for attacking a Burger King employee because he would not accept several discounted Whopper coupons. The man was charged with battery and booked in the county jail on the misdemeanor count. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.